again. I'm Mike Roberts, warmly welcoming you to this, the 8th programme in my current series, The Golden Years Plus. Samuel is, as ever, in charge of all things technical, whilst I'm ready with music and song to take us on a musical journey, as I promised last week, around the USA, via the songs that have actual locations in their titles and in their lyrics. Yes, it has all come about as a result of that musical journey around the world that we did in my last series, when I discovered in the research for that show just how many US locations had formed the subject of so many songs. So on with the show that I want to be minimum chat and maximum music. And where better to begin our journey than Oklahoma? Yes, the Broadway Theatre Orchestra and Chorus providing a rousing start to our musical journey in South Central America with Rodgers and Hammerstein's Oklahoma. Doris Day is going to help us now on our musical journey as we travel further north this time to the Black Hills and, to be a little more specific, the Black Hills of Dakota.
The Black Hills of of color to the beautiful Indian country that I love.
And when I get that lonesome feeling and I'm miles away from home,
I hear the voice of the mystic mountains calling me back home. So take me back to the Black Hills, the Black Hills of Dakota, to the beautiful Indian country that I love, to the beautiful Indian country that I love.
To the beautiful Indian country that I love.
Doris Day and the Black Hills of Dakota, a song written by Sammy Fain and Paul Webster in 1953 for the film Calamity Jane, in which Doris Day starred. The song is all about the Black Hills, which the film's main character, Jane, longed to return to. Now we travel south again, but more over to the west, with a song written in 1965 by Jimmy Webb and recorded in 1967 by Glen Campbell. It is a sad but beautiful love song that deserved all the chart success it received at the time. By the Time I Get to Phoenix. Closely followed by another Glen Campbell hit, Wichita Lineman.
By the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising, and she'll find the note that I left her hanging on her door, and she'll laugh when she reads the part that says I'm leaving. Oh, she said, I left that girl so many times before. And by the time I make out the turkey, she'll be working, and she'll probably stop at lunch, Lord, and give me a call. But she'll just steal that phone, keep right on everything. Off the wall. And that's all. And by the time Oklahoma, she'll be sleeping. She'll turn softly and call my name out low. Lord, and she'll cry just to think I'd really leave her. To tell her so, God knows, yes, she just didn't know that I would really go. No, she didn't know I'd go. Thank you. the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wire, I can hear you through the whine, and the Wichita lineman is still on the line. I know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line.
By the time I get to Phoenix, followed by another Jimmy Webb song, Wichita Lineman, from 1968, made popular by the great singer and entertainer, the late Glen Campbell, who we heard there first in concert and then on record, and who sadly left us on the 8th of August, 2017. Well, we seem to be doing well on our musical journey around the United States, because we had the bonus there of calling in at Albuquerque, and another short visit to Oklahoma before moving us roughly central US and Wichita. And that allows me the opportunity of a short pause to remind you that you're listening to the Golden Years Plus with me, Mike Roberts. As usual, any comments can be made direct to me at email mikeroberts665@btinternet.com or by any other conventional method via Campus FM. And so we travel on, musically. This time further east to Memphis, where Julie London thinks it's a rather nice place to be during the month of June.
Memphis in June, a shady veranda under a Sunday blue sky. Memphis in June, and Cousin Amanda's making a rhubarb pie. I can hear the clock inside the ticking and talking. Everything is peacefully dandy. I can see old Granny cross the street, still a rockin', watching the neighbors go by. Memphis in June with sweet oleander blowing perfume in the air. Up jumps a moon to make it that much grander. It's paradise, brother, take my advice. Nothing's half as nice as Memphis in June.
Julie London from her 1956 Calendar Girl album, with a song written in 1945 by Hoagie Carmichael and Paul Webster, that took us on our musical journey to the state of Tennessee and Memphis in June. And so we continue our musical journey out of Tennessee and set our directions back again in the company of Gene Pitney to where we started, Oklahoma, because it's just 24 hours from Tulsa.
Say that I won't be home anymore, 'cause something happened to me while I was driving home, and I'm not the same anymore. Oh, I was only 24 hours from Tulsa, only one day away from your arms. I saw a welcoming light and stopped to night, and that is when I saw her as I pulled in outside of a small motel. She was there, and so I walked up to her, asked where I could get something to eat, and she showed me where. Oh, I was only 24 hours from Tulsa, only one day away from your arms. She took me to the cafe. I asked her if she would stay. She said, okay. I was only 24 hours from Tulsa, only one day away from your arms. The jukebox started to play, and night time turned into day. As we were dancing closely, all of a sudden I lost control as I held her charms, and I caressed her, kissed her, told her I'd die before I would let her out of my arms. Oh, I was only 24 hours from Tulsa, only one day away from your arms. I hate to do this to you, but I love somebody new. What can I do when I can never, never, never go home again?
A 1963 song written by Burt Bacharach and Hal David, sung there by Gene Pitney, helping us on our musical journey to Tulsa, just 24 hours away. Well, we can't be far away now to what must be getting close to our journey's end. But before I select the final piece, I cannot miss a visit east to one of the most beautiful of all U.S. locations, New England. Here is Carmen McRae to tell us what it's like when it is moonlight in Vermont.
Pennies in
of sycamore, moonlight in Vermont, icy finger waves, ski trails down a mountainside, snow light in Vermont, telegraph cables, they sing down the highway, and travel each people who meet in this romantic setting are so hypnotized by the lovely evening summer breeze. A meadowlark, moonlight in Vermont, telegraph cables, they sing down the highway and travel each bend. Are so hypnotized by the lovely evening summer breeze, evening summer breeze, warbling of a meadowlark. Moonlight in Vermont. You and I and moonlight in
Carmen McRae painting a perfect picture of America's New England with Moonlight in Vermont. Well, folks, I have finally reached the end of this musical journey around the U.S. with songs whose titles have been inspired by the locations we visited together. I hope you've enjoyed the journey. So, for our final location, I'm going to stay east in a city the name of which will be familiar to everyone, I'm sure, Boston. Here is Matt Munro and Which Way to Boston?
Which way to Boston? Which way to Boston? Beantown, USA. I'm just a lost and looking for Boston. Somebody show me the way. I've dined on beans around the world, put them to the test. And Boston has the greatest beans, to heck with all the rest. So when I crave a plate of beans, no matter where I be, I hit the road for Boston, ask to find a beanery. Which way to Boston? Which way to Boston? Beantown, USA. I'm just a lost and looking for Boston. Somebody show me the way. cook 'em to a golden brown, serve 'em in a pot. And everybody forms a line to get 'em while they're hot. I've heard it said they ban some books and cut some movie scenes. But one thing I am certain of, they'll never ban those beans. Which way to Boston? Which way to Boston? Beantown, USA. I'm just a lost looking for Boston. Somebody show me the way. I met a girl from Idaho, a man from Delaware. But the girl that's gonna win my heart cooks Boston bill of fare. I'm tired of eating black-eyed peas, I'm sick of mustard greens. There's nothing makes me feel as good as when I'm full of beans. Which way to Boston? Which way to Boston? Beantown, USA. I'm just a lost and looking for Boston. Somebody show me the way. Which way to Boston? Which way to Boston? Beantown, USA. I'm just a lost and looking for Boston. I've got to go there, spend all my dough there. Somebody show me the way.
Matt Munro and the Bean Song, or as it is better known, Which Way to Boston, completing our journey. I'll have another themed programme for you in 2 weeks' time that I'll resist telling you more about until we meet again next week, when the programme will comprise another quality mix of more of the very best in music and song from years past. What I christened some time back a sort of Mike's Mix. Do join me then. Samuel joins me now in thanking you all for listening. In the meantime, whether on radio or online, from me, Mike Roberts, goodbye.